Okay. Now look at mischievous man. Yep, still a contender, isn't he? Last race. Now we look down, well, that was the best he ever ran. But we're going to leave him in right now. So we've really got still three horses. We got three horses. For the benefit of your computer, you got four. For the benefit of your model, you got five with Dennis. We're looking for horses that have a, you know, to make sure that we've got everything in the race. Now we've got our pace lines. I didn't have to do APV. Somebody did them on the side of the page here. Pace lines, and that's another reason I picked this race, is because my, and I'll get ready to show you right now why. Because if I underline those pace lines, my eyes are drawn to those pace lines. And I may want to change pace lines when I get down and start getting ready to bet my money. And if I want to change it and I've got it in there in ink or highlighted or something, I tear my form up if I tried to erase it. And I don't like a lot of this on there. The X's and O's, I see that at a glance. Only thing I will underline is tandem races. I like that. I like to look at the tandem, what they have done against each other in the past. Now, we've said a 21-4 and a 44-2. Look at Superb Moment. 21-4, 44-2. Now, Superb Moment is off the pace, but it's real close to those fractions, right? Now, at a mile and a 16th, a 116.3 wins the race. Oh, 116.2. Six and a half. Now, this race is going to be run faster than that today. It's going to take a 116 or under to win this race. All right. We know that this horse then is a true contender. Four lengths off. 44-2, two lengths off. A 116.3 wins. Is this horse going to win this race today? All right, look at Crackman. Look at Crackman. Now, here is why I do not mark pace lines. I'm matching the horses against each other. Move down one pace line. Those horses are pretty equal horses, aren't they? When you start looking and start matching horse against horse. Now we got those two and we know what they're going to do. Now let's go. Can West Boy run against those type of fractions? Can West Boy win this race? Anyone think West Boy can win the race? Not at a 45, a 110.3. All right, how about Mischievous Matt? Mischievous Matt, second race back, gets beat against a 45, a 110.3. Gets beat almost six lengths. He's got an O on his pace line. He's got an O compared to projected pace today. Now, does everyone agree with this? Can you see this? Okay. Now, mischievous man. Someone asked, okay, use these last rates. Fine, that's fine. But he's fourth, third, third, third. He broke out there, he's chasing these horses that set these other fractions. He didn't set them. He's chasing them. If you really want to know what the horse can do at Hollywood Park, look down when he set the fractions. A 22-1, 45-4, 111-1. This is what this horse is capable of doing.
First, the race in Santa Anita today, and Hollywood Park, you'll notice that that's a better speed rating, that 111-1, than the 109-4 that he ran up above. Hollywood Park is a slower track.
Oh, sure, I know that.
So I don't know, how can you say that
10 lengths slower?
No.
But what's the difference between a 109
and a 111?
About 2 lengths slower.
Okay, so, I
got it.
You
got it?
Yeah, I see
it. I know these things. I know Hollywood Park is slower.
I know you do.
And I know Blue Ribbon Down is slower. Okay. But good, that's good, Dick.
Okay, I just wonder how you can use... I have a drawback, I think a lot of people do. I'm uncomfortable with using the raw figures. I'm so used to making the adjustments.
Sure, that's fine.
Go ahead
figures,
and do that. Go ahead and make them. I'm saying make adjustments. I'm saying do all this after you've got them and narrowing it down and bet two horses, and you're going to hit your 70 and 80%. I'll never tell you not to adjust.
No, I'm just saying you're matching them up using raw figures here. Now, on the West Coast particularly, it's not too bad because all these horses are coming from Santa Anita line. But if you had horses coming from all over, you don't pay that much. You figure a 45 is a 45 is a 45.
Okay. A horse is a horse.
Uh-huh.
Now, I may make mental adjustments as I'm going along, based upon the past performance of the horse, what he normally does. If he's facing a faster horse today, what will he do? You know, you can make a case for Mischievous Matt, go way on down to a Santa Anita last year, 21-2, 44-4, 109-3, set all of the fraction. Here again, you know, you're going to the best race that the horse ever ran.
Jimmy taught one of our clients to do this in New York, where the shippers come from everywhere. And in the wintertime, they run on the inner track and the this, that, and the other thing. And they pace lines from every conceivable mess you can think of. And the guy wanted to see if it could work without using his computer at all. And he wins as much doing this without a computer as he did with his computer. So it does work.
It's just mental adjustments and things that, you know, you've got to be able to trust these figures. You've got to trust these figures. I don't care if the racing form is wrong and if the racing form makes mistakes. Heck, that's all I got. You know, I'm not gonna worry about that. If I worried about that and some of the other things, you wouldn't get the horse. Okay, now, Mischievous Matt will figure in this race. I made West Boy a contender. They're not going to win the race, but they are prominent true contenders in the race. Now, who's going to win the race? Superb Moment or Cracksman? You know, bet two horses, you got the winner. But now let me show you something. Look at, now I say we're going to move down one on Cracksman. At a 21-3, he's 2 3/4 off. Now, see, I'm bringing my beaten lengths in to play. Your pace of horse, pace of race program will do this. Your contender scan, the new synergism, We do this so that you can see. All right, now look at Superb Moment. He's 4 lengths off of a 21-4. Who is going to be closer to a 21-4 today? Cracksman. In fact, he's not going to be behind 2 3/4 length, is he? He's going to be right there. So if he isn't behind 2 3/4, then he's not behind 3 at the second call, is he? At a 44-1 compared to a 44-4, Superb Moment is 3 1/2 off. A 45-2 is 2 off, pardon me. A 45-2 is 2 off. A 44-2, he's 2 off. Crackman is a 44-1, 3 off. Who is closer at the second call? Cracksman. If it's running a 44-2, he will have the lead, won't he? All right. Now, if he's got the lead and he gains from the second call to the stretch to the final, then he can't be losing lengths, can he? If he's gaining, so this 116.3 becomes a 116. I just subtracted the makeup difference on those beaten lengths from his final time. It would be more than that. It's probably 4 and make this race be running about a 115.4, 115.3, something of that nature. All right, now what does, let's look at Superb Moment, 44-2. He's 3 off. And we're saying that this is going to be run just around a 116. How far is he off at the end? Okay, so he's, and we say it's going to be running about a 116. How bad does Superb Moment get beat? 2 lengths. Who's the best horse?
Boy, you blew that one. He only beat him by 1 3/4.
Yeah.
He slowed down.
Remember, when you've got a favorite, you got to play favorites. Because if you go down and play West Best Boy and Mischievous Matt, you lose 2 races. But now that is... That's the matchup. Your programs will get them. If you don't just go in and start knocking out and making adjustments. You know, if you end up with West Boy 2 and Superb Moment, you lose the race. But if you end up with Cracksman, Superb Moment, and West Boy 2 and you box it for a Quinella or Exacta or whatever you have, you win. And then look at your odds. Don't let one of these horses get off for a place in a show if there's money to be made. Take what you can out of the particular race. All right, now, anyone have any other question just on this particular race or on the matchup in general? You know, it's rather easy when you can just look at a race and say, hey, this horse takes the lead. Now remember, I look at the first fraction first because the first fraction determines who's going to be in the lead at the second call, generally speaking. Not always, but generally speaking. Now here's this Dennis horse. He's going to be up about 4th or 5th all around toward the end of the track. He'd probably be closer than West Boy 2. City View, I know City View's going to be up there in the first running pack. I know that, but I don't think that City View is a factor in the race unless she blocks some of our horses, but I think our horses are up close enough that they're not going to run into trouble. Let me say this about energy. Let me say this about percentage early. When we're looking at percentage early, we're looking at a par of what the track is running. We want the ones that are closest to this par, that fit this par due to our track profile. When horses meet each other in a race, this is, now remember, this is on the past performance. You're using an energy on the past performance, and you're not using an energy that is going to be run today. Now you've got to make this distinction. This matchup will change this percentage early from what it shows on the past performance. That's why the times are different and not exact. This is why I'm not just exactly right on projected times, because I'm taking the projected times from a race or races from the past performance of the horses. And with these horses performing against each other at this projected time, it can be faster than this, can be slower than this, and now your energy pattern from the charts show you the percentage early that won the race. Crackman either came up or Superb Moment dropped down, according to the setup and or the matchup of this particular race. Oh, you know, if he's 10,000 or 5,000 horse, he can blue ribbon down, I'd dang sure take consideration. But you know, just because these horses, he's basically at 32,000, 25,000. But, you know, Cracksman's about a 40,000. And he has won at a 40,000. And I'm not saying not to. I'm saying that if I got, when I've got it down to two horses and I just go bet those two, I don't care. You know what I'm saying is, just like, I don't worry about it. Some of these people would like to sell, some of these people like to sell these horses and get more money out of them. And he's probably running this horse, Superb Moment. He's run 40,000. There's a West Boy 2, 25,000. You know, I don't worry about that. Well, I believe it's our yellow manual that said the pace of the race is the class of the race. Now I do, yeah, I would watch this, but I didn't think that it made that big a difference in this particular race. And I would not, or do not, have. Purdy has got it all figured out that he's run thousands of races through his IBM and knows precisely, you know, one level or two level what the adjustment would be. I just run them through the UltraScan, let UltraScan do it. I don't want to put any man-made thing in the race unless it's precise. If I'm going to make adjustments, it's going to be an energy adjustment, because it is precise, figured out by Doc Sarton and or variant that you people use. I just like them to see what these horses can do when they're competing against each other. So everybody out, look at Cracksman and Superb Moment. If there are no one else in the race, which of these two horses can win the race? Which is the best of these two? So those two horses out, look at the others. who's the best of the rest. Mischievous Matt, West Boy too. That's the simplest way that you can get your contenders. It's the ones that runs closest to the pace of a particular race. The race they is in. Against the last time that they ran. Now, draw your pace lines and put them in your computer, you get the winner. And I didn't know, and we can't predict what they're going to pay. If they're going to pay $5.50, we just have to take it.